Welcome back to Fitter Talk. This is your host, Curtis Oldie. Today's episode is going to be relatively short. We're simply going to do the break time. It'll likely be not until September when we have another break time. So I wanted to make sure I got this break time out there as we had some information we'll make sure we get out there as I sat down with Craig. The other thing I want to let you know, there are some episodes coming up. I just got to get some time here to sit down with some guests. Being on the road the last 5 weeks as well as teaching a couple nights a week has been a little bit of a challenge in getting some of those schedules, but I got some great guests coming up that we're going to be interviewing and have coming up. So likely when we get those recorded, we'll be doing those maybe once a week to get back on schedule. However, I also want to give an update. In break time, we talked about Jack Hicklin, unfortunately, being in the hospital, who was in episode one. As of today, as I process this on Friday, Jack unfortunately passed away this afternoon. So be sure to keep Jack's family in your thoughts and prayers. And as more information comes available through the hall, be sure to be on the lookout for that. So with further ado, we're going to move on to break time. Welcome back to Fitter Talk. This is your host, Curtis Oldie. And tonight I'm back with Craig for break time. And I guess we're going to start off, Craig. How are you doing at the moment?
I am doing great. Last night of class, all the guys finished their test. Everybody passed. So life's good.
Cool. Do you have another codes class or is it just one?
Just one. Just one night this semester. I've got a baccalaureate research climbing up next month, but other than that, I'm pretty much done for this semester.
Okay. Can guys still sign up for the baccalaureate class here? You say it's on the 15th?
It's a research class, so, oh boy, what's the date today? No, because actually we need to give ASSE a 30-day notice, and so they're probably exceeded that deadline.
Okay.
Actually, they usually send us one blank test, so if anybody wants to recertify, we could probably get them through.
All right.
But, yeah, they like to see it 30 days in advance.
Definitely something they need to get on the stick if they're going to be doing that.
So. Exactly.
All right. Well, last night of class, I've got class again on Wednesday, which is going to be a full one because I got my turbo core and we get a certification out of that. So it's going to be we'll see how ambitious the guys are that day with everybody cutting out early. So, but it's been a minute since we sat down and talked. When was the last time we talked?
6 weeks?
It's been at least 6 weeks, if not 8 weeks.
Could be. Because I know, were you gone most of the month of February or March?
Off and on in March. First week in March I was gone. First week in April I was gone.
Okay.
So it's been kind of off and on and I don't think we'll be doing a little catch up here because the last episode that came out was the last weekend in March, and that was on Steve Parsons from Boston. So we didn't have a break time because it ended up being over an hour for that one. But the one before that, I believe we had a break time maybe on. So it was probably middle of March.
Could be. I lose track of time.
Like I said, I was out of town in April, first week in April for the UA 2172 in Washington State with the local 32. So that was a good class, the advanced peer support class. So we'll probably hear a little more about that as the time goes. But you were doing online stuff, so you haven't been back in class for the last couple weeks, have you?
I've been back for the last three classes. The last 2 weeks of March, we weren't here because we covered everything we needed to. So they were just working online on Blackboard from home. So, yeah, the last two Mondays in March, I was not here.
All right. Well, what's going on with sourdough and honey?
Well, honey, the bees have been swarming like crazy because it's gotten so warm so early. A couple hives caught me flat-footed, but I've been able to catch most of the swarms. So hopefully spring buildup is still progressing. Sourdough, I just made sourdough yesterday, a new loaf of white sourdough bread. And other than that, just about every once a week I make something with it. So,
yeah, what's your preference? So white or brown sourdough?
I like that brown sourdough. Kind of reminds me of that bread like you get at Longhorn.
Yeah.
My wife likes the white better, but hey, that's what makes the world go around, right?
That's right. You got to have a little variety.
Right. So, I keep threatening to make. I found a recipe for sourdough cornbread, but I haven't quite got around to making that one yet.
Okay.
So, and I do love some good cornbread.
I'm a good cornbread guy too. So. Well, what's Craig got planned for next week? No school?
No school. I've been in the middle of reciting an old barn on my property when I bought it, the house. It's a gambrel-shaped barn. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
You know, it's two pitches to the roof. It had it was a board and batten with masonite, and the crap is rotted out, so I spent a week pulling it off, throwing it in a dumpster. I found a sawmill down in Butler, and they were selling bundles of 1x6 oak, minimum of 8 foot, 175 boards to a bundle for $250. Now, the only problem is the wood's green, so I bought 3 bundles of it.
Yeah.
I've been in the process of putting it up slowly, getting up the board, and I was told to wait 2 months for it to dry out a little bit, and I'm going to rip some of it down for the batten strips. So I've been working on that slowly.
Okay.
And, of course, I found a post in the middle of the barn, rotted out at the ground, so I'm going to attack that the next few days. So, yeah, basically rebuilding an old barn.
There you go.
Between beehives and whatever else.
Well, and then May 15th, you got a recertification class.
14th and 15th, but yeah.
14th, 15th, okay. Yeah.
So a month away, I'll be back for 2 nights.
Very good. Well, some current events we got coming up. Did you get your letter in the mail for the new date on the Pipefitter Picnic?
I did. Looks like they moved it up a month.
Yeah, June 15th.
Which hopefully will be a little cooler. Actually, my wife and I are thinking about going this year. Grandkids will be 6 next month, so we're thinking about going.
Yeah. So we got that coming up. Senior send-off is June 22nd, the next week. And then 2024 Mink Bass Tournament is going to be May 4th. We talked a little bit earlier, May 15th. We're going to have a peer support follow-up, so all the peer supporters, we're going to have a two-hour from 6 to 8 on that. For the general membership on July 20th, it's going to be about an hour and a half, two-hour long peer awareness, so my understanding that's open to the general public. Probably hear maybe more at from the meeting on that. I don't know if I've gotten the official word from Kevin that that's good to go, but that was from Nancy and Robin who we're doing stuff with. And then August the 3rd, we're going to be doing an 8-hour OSHA, so or not OSHA, 8-hour peer immersion. So that's coming up. Speaking of OSHA, June 3rd, we are going to be starting OSHA. I'm not sure if they're going to have room for any journeymen that want to get into that. If you're wanting to get in, you may call. We're limited how many guys we can have in that per OSHA, but we'll be starting that off in August or June 3rd. And every Monday, Wednesday, there's going to be, I think on the 8th is a Saturday, we'll have an 8-hour session on trenching. So every Monday and Wednesday for the entire month of June, we'll be doing OSHA training for the pipe fitter safety classes. And then we'll start again, I think, July 15th for the next Monday and Wednesday and try to be done before we leave for ITP.
When's that, first week of August? Second week?
I think the second week. I want to say somewhere around the 10th or 12th is when we leave for ITP. So I'm probably going to take off the last end of that week anyway because I got to fly up for Friday so I can be there for meetings first thing on Saturday. So by the time I get done with OSHA on or pipe fitter safety on Wednesday, I may just need to decompress on on Thursday. So, but that's coming up. For the apprentices out there, last month we started an apprentice peer group. They meet every Tuesday before meetings. You know, if you want to be part of that, get with Steven Struzzo or Jacob Lee. They're kind of heading that up. So that's going on. Little news event, talking about peer support and things like that. Jack Hicklin, who was season 1, episode 1, with Dave Young, is unfortunately in the hospital.
Oh, no.
He got plasma cell leukemia. I believe he's supposed to be, we're recording this on Monday. He's supposed to be going home today. So we'll see how things go. So Doesn't look good for Jack, but might keep his family in your prayers, because, like I said, it's going to be tough. They did think he's been in the hospital now about 3 weeks. So.
Oh no.
It's not a good one to get, but it's coming on fast here. So that we got that. The other thing, did I tell you that I was working on a foundation for mental health awareness and resources?
You had told me you were starting to work on a foundation, and that was, probably back in February.
Yep. So that should be kicking off here anytime. I've got a web developer that's supposed to be working on that, so I'm getting a little nervous because she said she would have it ready here the middle of the month to shoot for May 1st, because May is mental health month, so that's supposed to be coming up. For our members, where that would come in handy, I got several members from our local that are going to sign up to be peer group leaders. So that's going to be similar to what we're doing with the apprentices, where it'd be more virtual, though. You can log in through a Zoom call, and once a month a peer leader will have a different, and we're going to try to mix it up between faith-based, maybe have some that are more addiction-related. For those that might be going through something like that. I got Teresa Reese, who's been on. She's going to be part of one. So any of our female sisters out there that are interested in being part of that or want to jump in on one, there's certainly opportunity for that, as well as some those that were former military or veterans. So try to get a little mix of different things out there. And then we get more interest, have that grow. There'll also be an online platform. And then at some point, we're going to try to do something on mentoring. So whether it's kind of a work in progress, but that'll be coming out in phases. So look for that to come up. But that's going to be Strong Hands to Stronger Minds Foundation. And I'll be sure to post something at least on social media when that comes up. And
great.
Like I said, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, get that thing going. I will tell you, we didn't talk much about the UA-2172. For any of our members who are interested, might be jumping the gun a little bit, but there is a vital cog training, which is about an hour and a half. That kind of goes over some advanced peer support / suicide awareness, and that's a class we may look at implementing in addition to our existing peer support class. So that's a lot of stuff we kind of went down. I think we're about 12 minutes in here. So anything you want to add for wrapping up our last school year break time?
Not that I can think of, other than the fact that the meeting in May, I think they're going to have nomination of officers, and I assume dispersal of money for the contract coming June 1st or the raise. So,
yep.
Other than that, I can't really think of anything.
Yep, that'll be a big one coming up. I don't remember the exact number on the monies, but that'll be a discussion point for any of our members. Definitely want to be part of that. I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions. So
I'm sure.
I know there's been discussions about a building fund, which I'm surprised we don't already have one. Probably should have had one for a long time. And I will tell you, anybody that, whatever direction we do here at the training center, I would say if somebody doesn't think that we need to do something, they need to probably come by the training center on a Monday, Wednesday. Well, probably not this week, but there's a lot of improvements that we need to get done around here. So
yes.
As well as at Butte Hall. So anyway, well, with that, we'll sign off for this break time. Our guest coming up, I'll leave that to wait till I get him recorded. I think I've got him coming up here on Thursday. We're going to record that and just hopefully drop on Friday, but we'll save our guest until at that time. So with that, I'll sign off for this episode of Break Time on Fitty Talk.